Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation
with Roger State cross country and track and field head coach Matt Kennedy and senior Nick Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for being here to join us today. Coach, kind of take us through what things look like right now in terms of training with no competition going on, how that training schedule looks within your programs.
That's a complicated question. When all this COVID shutdown happened back in March, we had a decision to make about what our training would look like for the fall, and we chose to start our cross-country training in April. So if you start adding those months up, really our cross-country team has had 5 months of specific training for a seven-month season. And so we felt like that once September and October rolled around, that we were committed 5 months into seven, and so we might as well just finish it out and see what we're made of, and try to light up some time trials along the way. So we've continued like a normal season as far as training goes.
And Nick Williams, for you, you're kind of awaiting that final level or semester, if you will, of competition. You've been in the program a long time, huge contributor to the success that the program has enjoyed. But what's it been like for you, just kind of playing the waiting game and not knowing how things are going to work out scheduling-wise?
Very anxious, honestly. Very anxious. I haven't ran a race with other people since early March. So I've been waiting for just whenever the time will come, we can race against people. We've been having time trials just with the team since then. But just that's the hope, eventually get to a point where we can race again, and hopefully for sure come the outdoor season in March. If we have a season, that'd be awesome.
Does it affect the way that you train? Because normally you're in season year-round pretty much with cross-country, indoor, and then outdoor season. Does it affect the way that you train or what your training schedule looks like when there is no competition?
In a way, I would say so. Just kind of more of like the mental aspect of it all. Like, during this time, if it were normal, we'd probably already be three races deep into the year. And obviously that hasn't happened. I mean, we're training as if it is a normal season, and we'll taper for something probably towards the end of fall. But just sort of in that way, with no competition, I feel like that's the only thing that's been sort of different. Still training with the guys, it's been amazing. And it's kind of helped us all kind of get through this together, not being able to compete against other teams or compete at conference regionals or for nationals. But yeah.
And Coach Matt Kennedy, in talking with you in the past, I know that you said even when competition's not going on, there's still ways to drive that motivations within your athletes.
That's right. And in some ways there, Nick just alluded to it. His training has been modified in such a way that we're able to be a little more patient, make sure we get to the outdoor season with him healthy. So he's adjusted what he's doing right now to help his teammates along the way. And having Nick around for a fifth year is a big deal for our program.
You carry a large roster, obviously, to transition throughout the different seasons. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of folks to be able to manage and handle and ensure things are going right. 41 on your roster right now, is that correct?
That's right. 41, 20 women and 21 men, and most of those are endurance athletes. Most of them are distance runners. So we will, if we travel everyone to a cross-country meet, that would be 36 of those 41 are endurance athletes. Yeah, it's but in some ways it makes it easy for training. We're all more or less doing the same thing. But a lot of individualization within the structure of the system, but a lot of people helping each other out.
Matt Kennedy was announced as the head coach on November 18th of last year, 2019. So still haven't been here a ton yet, and when you come in and competition is pretty much, you know, coming to a halt early and don't get to experience that first cross-country season, does that allow you to kind of look at things and assess things and maybe get things a little bit more in order the way that you want this program to go?
We somehow, despite getting a jump start on our cross country season in April, I feel like we're behind. But I think that's just we've been able to be patient with teaching new things and training and making sure we're doing things the right way, the way that we want to set good habits and teach the young ones, because our team is lots of freshmen and sophomores. And so it's important to learn things the right way. And we'll have another big recruiting class next year, and it'll be important for those young leaders to be able to show the new freshmen how things are supposed to go. We've done some intentional things along the way. Last weekend, taking a bus, getting on a bus, doing the COVID testing, the NCAA protocol, having an itinerary, having a scouting packet with race goals, getting on the bus, wearing what we're supposed to wear, getting off the bus and doing a meet for the first time with me in kind of a low pressure situation ahead of a potential race, I think was good for the group too.
That had to have been at least a little bit of exciting and maybe drawn some butterflies into the freshmen who don't have that game day competition, if you will, aspect of it.
I hope so. I think we felt some nerves out there. going into something like that with a very specific race strategy tends to light a fire under them, and you do get some nerves in different ways than you would for a normal 6 a.m. practice.
When you have such a big roster like we alluded to, and like you mentioned, a lot of newcomers, a lot of youngsters on this roster, how much emphasis does it put on your leaders in the program and the impact that they can have?
It's a burden shared is easier to lift. So it falls on our all of our upperclassmen to pull that load. You know, our guys, especially so many new guys, so few returners, but they've you would not know that the temperament of the team is strong, and the leaders are in charge of that group, and same with the women. Both teams are led by a strong core of returners that can lead and show them the way. And iron sharpens iron in some ways. So good new freshmen and transfers tend to keep the upperclassmen on their toes as well.
Even though cross country in high school happens in the fall, and we got to see that play out last fall, when you look into the spring, most of the high school competitions were canceled at the same time college were. So even with having a large roster of distance runners, did the track season for high school being canceled put any hindrance on recruiting in the spring?
We had a pretty good idea going into the fall what athletes that we wanted to make a hard push for. But that's been very difficult because, again, the type of athlete that we're primarily recruiting. Now, we of course, have a sampling of shorter sprinter athletes as well, but primarily the distance athletes, we're looking at a junior cross country season and then a sophomore track season, trying to make the best evaluations we can, and then recruiting them now in the fall as seniors. And I don't know how that'll play out. You know, typically distance athletes, especially women, will commit early before the Christmas break. I've had many recruits in my office sit and say that they think they may wait until the outdoor track season. So I'll be curious just personally what they decide to do. Will they commit early like typical, or will we be into April and May before we fill out our recruiting class?
I know with of course, high school cross country in Oklahoma is happening right now. But in the past, normally your weekends are taken up in the fall. So does this feel a little bit different to you to be able to have maybe more of a sample size of watching these athletes compete live this fall?
Yes. Yeah, we're on the road every weekend and sometimes twice a week. So there's really no change in that way. We would still potentially be on the road every weekend, every other weekend with our team competing, and then still trying to hit high school meets on our off weekends and then some of those Tuesday and Thursday meets as well. So we've seen a lot of action.
We're talking with Roger State cross country and track head coach Matt Kennedy and also senior Nick Williams. And Nick, you grew up with a coach, your mom obviously extremely successful in coaching here in Oklahoma. And we just talked about, you know, kind of the leadership role that you and the other upperclassmen have. Did you have a good understanding, do you feel like, or maybe a better education growing up in a coach's household and in knowing what it takes to be a leader within a program?
Absolutely. And I think being around so many of my mom's cross-country teams helped even more. Seeing so many of the high school seniors that were leading those teams ever since I was as far back as I can remember, like 4 years old, and just kind of learning and seeing what they did. And when it eventually got up to my turn, I kind of knew what to do. So it was very great in that regard to be able to be a part of that and be around that culture and just be able to take it in, and it helped a lot.
With having this kind of roster size, 41 total on the roster right now, it seems like there'd be a lot of different personalities that you'd get to interact with. What's the kind of theme of this group that's in the program right now?
I would say almost just as the same as how I've always been here. A lot of guys that just want to get better together. A lot of guys that know that they can develop into great runners, and together as a team, we can contend at the national meet. And that's what these guys will do whenever I leave after this year. But despite having a larger team, that's what these guys believe in. And I honestly think that they'll be able to do that. Coach, on both sides.
Yeah, and Coach, from talking to you, you know, development is the key. And but you told me that you guys have been able to spend some quality time in building that camaraderie and doing some things as a team besides just training and workouts.
That's right. Our goal as a group is very simple, and that is all of each individual is focused on helping our team win. And, you know, just like last weekend, we went to Tahlequah High School. Those coaches over there were gracious and let us run on their course. And then got them all out on the river and floated the river and did some fun things there. But that trip was just a perfect example of the culture that our team is. You know, most of the athletes ran the time trial. Some didn't. My assistant coach was on the road recruiting. That's helping the team win. We had injured athletes that weren't doing that time trial, that were gloved up, masked up, making the lunches, preparing for the food. That's helping the team win. Other athletes out on the course helping with mile splits, and that's helping the team win. You know, we had our photographer there taking pictures and making sure we got stuff posted on social media. That's helping the team win. And when everybody's pulling like that toward the same goal, the culture is just there. Yeah.
You come from Oklahoma Baptist, of course, before you got here to Rogers State, and a ton of success in your background, but you know firsthand about what the competition level is like at high school in Oklahoma. Pretty good place to recruit.
At Rogers State, certainly is, yeah. You know, there's many good runners from this area of the state, so to be right here in the hotbed, I think, of Oklahoma recruiting, not to say that there aren't good runners out in Southwestern and Western and all parts of Oklahoma, of course, but right here, we can do it. I mean, an All-American from Ulaga, right? No.
Cleveland.
That's right, Cleveland. Baylor Harvey. And then, of course, Nick is running at an exceptional level from Sepulpa, and his mom was a great runner in her respect. And I've the campus is beautiful. We have immediate access to a airport. We can get anywhere in the country we need to go to run fast. And I think there's a niche in the MIAA for an exceptional distance school, and I think Rogers State can be that.
You mentioned earlier the dress rehearsal that happened and then getting to run at Tahlequah. How important is that from the mental aspect of preparing for competition? Is it even more so than the physical aspect?
Yes. There's no true simulation for what it's really like to go line up on a start line and see other teams next to you. And that's just a nervous that you cannot replicate. But doing that, just causing the team to think about very analytically about what was getting ready to happen was different than a lot of these early morning lazy-eyed practices that happen. You get in a rut of doing those types of things, and just to mix it up, get on the bus, you know, put on the uniform, made a big difference.
Nick, for you throughout your career and all the success that you've enjoyed, what are some of the things that you find yourself doing to prepare mentally going into competition?
Man, this is something that I've had to get better at when I first got here, because I struggled with the mental aspect on race day. And I'm going to have to really think as to like what I really do. And now thinking about it, I'd say just kind of calming myself down and not overthinking it, not trying to go after just hitting like, oh, you know, let's hit this certain time, you know, let's keep going after that. Really just go race. That's what I was able to kind of get into my mind, and it helped a ton. Just kind of thinking about less on all the little things that you want to get out of a race, or going after just the one big goal, and just going out there and simply racing and running your race, no matter who's in the field or what you can do. That's helped out with me a lot with the mental aspect when it comes to racing.
You have, as we mentioned earlier, you have one semester of eligibility left. That's for the outdoor season. So when everything, you know, got shut down with the pandemic, was there ever a hesitation in your mind that you were gonna stick around and utilize that final semester of eligibility?
It was not a very hard decision to come back. It was not very hard. I knew going into the season, both Coach Kennedy and Coach Briggs felt like that I had a possible chance of contending at the national meet that year. And I felt like I was running at a level that I had never been at before, right before the pandemic really kind of took effect. So it was not a really hard decision for me to come back. And also it was kind of a chance to be a part of sort of this new phase that's gone through with the program. You know, a full year with a new coach, a big team coming in with a lot of new faces, and I really just wanted to kind of be a part of that and let that be my final year here. And, yeah, it was not a really hard decision for me at all.
Coach, with so much unknown and really just taking everything day by day, we don't know what the future holds, but we look at this pandemic and everybody wants things to go back to normal and be as usual, but do you feel like throughout this whole thing that it's allowed the student athletes to maybe learn some valuable things in life and take some positives away from this?
I think so. I send our team a weekly training email, so each week they know what's coming. And it's funny that you mentioned that. Just this week in our Sunday email was the circle of control. You know, worrying about things that they can control, the athletes can control, and trying to eliminate the things outside that circle that are beyond them. And I personally had to work on that as well, things I wish would be different that just aren't. And so I think there's been maturing certainly on my part.
And Nick, kind of along the lines of that same question, what are some of the things that you feel like maybe are positives that can be taken away?
Really just kind of getting used to, for the new guys, this new college atmosphere, getting used to being on the team, going through the training right. It obviously is, it's not fun not racing. It's not. But just the things that we can control, getting to know each other, getting to be together as runners, getting each other better, both on and off whenever we're running, just being student athletes, really just getting used to that flow for them. And whenever things go back to normal, the only aspect they have to add is getting ready to be competitive as a team.
Maybe not taking it for granted either.
You know, right.
So, Nick's been doing this so long. I suspect that first race back when he toes the line with spikes on, it'll be a little bit extra special.
Mm-hmm. We'll look forward to when that time comes. Head men's and women's cross country and track head coach Matt Kennedy and senior Nick Williams, thank you both gentlemen for taking the time and joining us today.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week. You can catch Inside Hillcat Nation every Friday at 1 o'clock right here on RSU Radio 91.3 FM. And it's also available on your favorite podcasting platform. Until next time, I'm Josh Haley.
Inside Hillcat Nation is produced at RSU Radio. All of the music on this episode was provided by the band Bringer. Tune in next week and every Friday at 1 for more Inside Hillcat Nation.